Welcome to Our Shepherd's View, an in-depth discussion with the Most Reverend Michael Mulvey, Bishop of the Catholic Diocese of Corpus Christi. Join us now as Bishop Mulvey shares his thoughts and reflections on this week's gospel, as well as other issues and events happening in the diocese.
We thank you for joining us for Our Shepherd's View. I am Jesse DeLeon, and usually I'm here with Bishop Michael Mulvey, but Bishop could not be with us today. We welcome the newly appointed Vicar General for the Diocese of Corpus Christi, Father Paul Hesse. Good morning, Father. How are you?
Good morning. It's good to be with you today.
Good to be with you, too, and congratulations on your appointment as the Vicar General.
Well, thank you.
And we are also mindful of the fact that you still retain your duties as pastor from St. Pius X, so a very busy schedule you have.
Very, very busy, but God always provides.
Amen. Thank you so much for making time to be with us today. We begin on this 16th Sunday in Ordinary Time. If you would now share the gospel with us, Father.
Absolutely. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The image of Jesus being followed by these people, something you can relate to, Father. Always so many people probably wanting your attention, maybe for a blessing or for a word with you, and something that I think all of us can relate to when we're gathered together. We always want a little bit of time with the celebrants, whoever may be doing Mass or leading prayer, something that I think the disciples were happy to hear that they could get a rest, but they weren't able to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, they're, as a priest, I'm sure many people know that there's a great demand for us, and mm-hmm. a lot of people clamoring for some attention. Either they have a need, they need someone to come and anoint their loved one, or someone just needs some advice, some counsel, or the various groups and organizations of the parish needing my presence there. So there's a lot going on in a parish, and certainly I know what Jesus was feeling mm-hmm. when he needed a little time for rest. And actually, this is the perfect time, I think, for this gospel because it's summertime, mm-hmm. right? And so many people are going on vacation and they're taking time off, and they know what it's like, too, to need some rest, you know, when there's lots of duties that they have or work that's going on in their lives, or kind of the hustle and bustle of daily activities. And so, you know, it's part of everybody's life, I think, to want some time for rest. And here we have the apostles. They had just come in from mission. They had been working. They had been going out and proclaiming the good news as Jesus had asked them to. And now he calls them away for some rest. And I'm sure they were looking forward to that time. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they were looking forward to a little bit of respite from the many activities that they were a part of. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure Jesus also needed it because, you know, Jesus never stopped really proclaiming the gospel. But here in the gospel today, we see Jesus saying, you know, let's go aside for a little while. Let's just kind of find a little place where we can be by ourselves, and let's maybe do some prayer and kind of recoup and mm-hmm. Get ready for the activities ahead. But of course, when just as he had asked them to come aside for a while, they found a deserted place, and suddenly they're greeted by a whole bunch of people looking for him.
Wasn't deserted for too long.
It wasn't deserted for too long. In fact, I'm sure that there were probably people already waiting for them there. Right. They people have a way of finding the people that they're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly that was the case with Jesus. You know, people, I think when, you know, they heard Jesus preaching and teaching, it struck a chord in them, and they, you know, it was filling a need that they had in their lives. You know, I think that that's the situation for us. You know, so often we get busy and we're doing lots of things, but we don't realize that there's something missing in us, mm-hmm. in our spirit, that needs to be renewed. That's why we take vacations a lot of time, mm-hmm. is that we need to be renewed. But they were struck by Jesus's words, you know, one of the things that they wanted to do was they wanted to you know, listen more to what Jesus had to say, because it was feeding their spirit and that deeper part of themselves that they needed to hear.
That sense of recharging, I think you say also, something that a lot of us miss. We tend to think, well, I'm going to take a vacation, and it's another set of anxiety that we go into because we want it to be a certain way. I think Jesus offers them a chance to really just get away and really, really renew themselves in quiet, is what they were wanting to do, like you said, but they were greeted with the crowd that followed them. But still, going with that intention to really, really be still and listen is what I think he was trying to offer the disciples as well. You said an opportunity for them to recharge. And that's kind of how we should approach that, not to go off on vacation and create another set of anxiety for us over there, but to really, really find Jesus present in those moments to really reflect. And that's how we truly can renew ourselves too.
Yeah, I think a lot of times when people go on vacation, they have all their schedules and plans, mm-hmm. and, you know, and then they get into fights and, you know, we're not doing this the right way.
Right.
You know, this is what we'd planned. And instead of maybe just kind of allowing themselves to just be,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, and sometimes in those moments where we just kind of let go, that's where God speaks, you know. And, you know, when people are in natural places where they see creation or beautiful things that God created, you know, people often go to the Grand Canyon or, you know, off to the country, mm-hmm. you know, for a little bit of rest, camping experiences,
right.
or what have you, out in nature. You know, I think there's a lot of opportunity there to see God's hand in nature, mm-hmm. and to experience those places where God can be found. And I think that's one of the reasons people go on retreats,
mm-hmm.
is that, you know, they need that time away where there's no schedule, where there's no
distractions.
There's nothing that, you know, that can get in the way of them maybe encountering the Lord in a very powerful and profound way.
In a way that takes them away from the normal routine, mm-hmm. that gives more of a clarity for Jesus to be able to speak or to reestablish that relationship. I think a lot of times people forget that. It's about our relationship, our personal relationships with the Lord. And if we get so many things in the way, it's easy to lose sight of that or to be unfocused. And those moments, like you say, going on retreat is a tremendous idea for a good vacation too.
yeah, it is.
It really is.
Yeah, well, you know, all the priests go on retreat too,
mm-hmm.
Usually in the early part of the year.
Right.
And, you know, it's just so good to be with brother priests and also spend some time in prayer. And
mm-hmm.
and all that is really necessary, I think. For us, because, you know, it's not just a matter of getting away from work, but it's a matter of getting back in tune with God and who God made us to be. I think that's so vital for our renewal and for our rest.
Absolutely. And during that time of rest too, it will enable us to maybe clear ourselves in terms of how we are listening, and maybe we can clear out the things that are in the way to really truly hear him speak to us and reestablish a communication with him, a connection with him that maybe in our day-to-day we tend to kind of lose that opportunity to be really connected to hear him, like you say.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a great idea for a vacation. You don't have to go somewhere far away. It's a lot of it is just how you approach it with that desire to be clear and connected with God.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that encounter with God can enrich our lives. And it can make all the difference in the world in terms of us maybe kind of recollecting ourselves and remembering who God created us to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we go back into work, when we go back into our daily lives, then, you know, there's a kind of a renewed enthusiasm, I think, because we've sat with God and we've kind of rediscovered who it is that we really are.
That opportunity, too, to be away, like you say, in that very, very reflective state brings us a good sense of balance. Like you say, going back, because we can't avoid going back. We have to go back. But like you say, you come back with a renewed sense of, okay, I've really benefited from that time away, however long or short it may have been, to come back renewed and to be able to continue on and to bring the Lord to different situations that maybe before we were too distracted to do, or maybe we were just needing that break to be able to come back and reboot, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes it's a matter of not necessarily taking a vacation, but sometimes it's just a matter of taking a little time out during the day. And that can make all the difference in the world. You know, we can get really stressed out and anxious, and a lot of different things begin to happen in our lives. Then we begin to make mistakes. But taking maybe just a few minutes to kind of just be with the Lord, you know, kind of have Him relieve our anxieties and remind us that, hey, it's okay. I'm the good shepherd. You know, I'm here for you. And that's the thing about Jesus, is He always has time for us. And you know, just as He had time for the people that were clamoring to meet Him there in that deserted place, He always has time for us. And He wants to renew us. He wants to meet those deepest needs of our heart.
A very, very comforting thought. We are talking with Father Paul Hesse, who is the Vicar General of the Diocese of Corpus Christi. He is in for Bishop Mulvey today on this edition of Our Shepherd's View. We will continue with the second segment right after this. We thank you for listening. Welcome back to Our Shepherd's View. I am Jesse DeLeon, here with Father Paul Hesse, the Vicar General of the Diocese of Corpus Christi, who is in for Bishop Mulvey today. Father Paul, we thank you for being here. We do appreciate that.
Absolutely.
And we were talking at the end of our previous segment how Jesus' heart was filled with pity, and He was looking out at all the people who were clamoring to be with Him like they were lost sheep. And we drew on that familiar image of Jesus as the Good Shepherd. And we pick up that conversation now.
Yeah, well, yeah, absolutely. He was, you know, He was always concerned about the people. You know, that was one thing that was so important to Him, so vital to His ministry, is that, you know, that He came for us. You know, He died for us. So all of His acts were selfless acts. And so He's always looking out for our needs, and I think that we can learn a lot from that, you know, in our own lives, because sometimes we can kind of get all wrapped up in ourselves, and you know, sometimes it's all about me. It's, you know, what I need, what I think I want, and you know, we sometimes don't realize that turning in on ourselves can create a situation where we feel kind of empty inside, and we're reminded that, you know, we have to give to others. You know, that if we want to have a sense of fulfillment in our lives, if we want to have some peace in our lives, if we want to kind of live lives that are free, you know, if we're always wrapped up in ourselves and what we think we need, you know, then we're going to find ourselves wanting. And I think it's when we begin to reach out to others, when we begin to see other people's needs, when we give of ourselves to others, give them the time, put our phones away, and and, you know, and listen sometimes,
and focus, right?
And focus on people, and, you know, then we begin to do what Jesus was doing. You know, he listened to the people, He had a heart for the people, and He had pity on them because they were lost, like sheep without a shepherd, and you know, so often in our lives we can be lost. I remember when I was kind of a young lad, just, you know, out of high school, I was kind of searching. I felt a little bit of distress in my life, and, you know, kind of confusion and lacking a sense of purpose. And I remember that there were, you know, people in my life that gave their time to me in a youth group that kind of helped me to kind of discover Christ again and His purpose for me. And you know, that, and suddenly there was a need that began to be filled in my life, through the help of these adults that were sponsoring the youth group, and also through some of the priests that I kind of came into contact with. They gave me some real sense of God's love for me, and just the giving of their time made a difference in my life. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was lost, when I was confused, when I needed some direction in my life. And so I think that that's something that any of us can do, you know, just giving of our time, listening, maybe giving it a little advice, mm-hmm. you know, and if it comes from the heart of Jesus, if it comes from, you know, our relationship with him, then we can make tremendous difference in other people's lives.
In those moments, too, I think when we give of ourselves, we can only aspire to be like Jesus. But you said earlier a word that struck me in our first segment, that he was so selfless. And when we do offer ourselves, whether it's truly listening or maybe going and getting a meal for somebody who's homebound or doing something for someone, we forget ourselves. And right. I think a lot of times those moments, they kind of go by, we don't really realize it. But in the moment that we're not really doing it for ourselves or doing it for others, we really bring Jesus to those people in those moments. And that's when we do experience peace, even though we may not realize it.
Yeah, exactly.
But those moments tend to be fleeting. But still, the idea of being able to give at that moment the way Jesus did, we can only emulate him. But in that spirit of being selfless brings us so much comfort.
Yeah. You know, forgetting our problems, forgetting our, you know, our own kind of worries and anxieties, mm-hmm. doing something for others.
Right.
Really kind of takes us out of that. Mm-hmm. And there's something very fulfilling. I mean, I think any of us who have done something for someone else at Christmas time, giving a gift or giving without expecting anything in return. Mm-hmm. There's something just so fulfilling about that, you know, and that's what Christ did. You know, he gave himself for others and he listened to them and he met them right where they were and he knew their needs. He sensed their needs. And I think we can do that too, sense other people's needs. And it makes all the difference in the world.
It really does. And we may not even know the fruit of our words, so to speak, or the effects that it might have. Those adults and those priests that you mentioned earlier led you here to your vocation. And mm-hmm. and those words at that moment when they were giving selflessly of their time and maybe their experience to you formed you in a way that has brought you here. So mm-hmm. again, just one example of how those words, you may not realize it at the time, but look at what they have led to, and so many good things come from that.
Yeah. And I've been inspired by a lot of people over the years, priests, brother priests, mm-hmm. and friends, even lay people that are just so incredibly generous and giving and loving and, you know, and they've taught me how to be that way in the priesthood. And, you know, there's many times in my priesthood where I'm kind of wrapped up in the daily tasks that I have to get done, the deadlines that I have to be met, and to be interrupted is sometimes very difficult because I think I need to finish this. Mm-hmm. But sometimes when I just let go and allow myself to be interrupted, I think that's a ministry in and of itself, the interruptions of life. I think that's good for everybody because we get interrupted, and yet letting go and just allowing that to happen, those are some of the most grace-filled moments that I've experienced in my own life, and they're very fulfilling for me. But I know that they mean a lot to the people that I'm serving. And
those interruptions become opportunities.
They become opportunities, yeah.
That's a great way of looking at that.
Yep.
That really is. So we find Jesus today kind of in the same situation that we can identify with, all these different things, people wanting, making demands on him, yet he still stays true to what the Father sent him to do, to be here for everyone. And he's so gracious and he's so selfless, which is what we take away from this gospel, I think, today, that idea of not being caught up in the day-to-day distractions, to giving of our time and our talent and treasure to others. That's when we can truly experience that grace because we forget ourselves in those moments.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said at the beginning of our program, at a time where everyone's taking vacations and wanting to get away, this is kind of a much deeper way of doing that. A tremendous message in kind of a really relatively brief gospel.
yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh. You know, and the other thing is, you know, finding the balance.
Mm-hmm.
Because one can give and give and give too. And that can be a dangerous thing because, you know, we've all heard the saying, you can't give what you don't have.
Right.
And so it's important to kind of go back around to that time of rest and the time of prayer and those things that help nurture the spirit. So, you know, learning to give and have a heart of giving, but at the same time, taking time to pray and be renewed. And then the giving becomes something much richer and something much more beautiful.
And like you said, the other word I think that a lot of people tend to forget is like the sense of balance, finding that balance between giving of yourself, but also taking the time to take care of yourself too.
Yeah.
Like you said, I know an example that I think I've encountered in my life with friends and family are those people that are caregivers of a family member who may need medical attention or just needs help. And so much of that takes out of that person's life that they forget themselves and then they begin to feel like maybe they're getting sick too. So
yeah.
A lot of it is just finding that time to say, it's okay to say, I'm going to just take this time, whether it's just a little while, to be able to kind of do something for yourself in order to come back to it. And you said the word, you said richly, to richly give back even more. That makes it much more meaningful.
Absolutely.
And we take a whole lot more from that experience. And it is beneficial for both. We're not just giving to give. We're giving because that's part of where we are at that time. And we find grace in those moments, which I think is something that a lot of times we miss if we're too busy to notice that sometimes.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
I think that really, really points us in the right direction with this gospel for this Sunday.
Yeah, it really is you know, I think very appropriate for this time in the summer, you know, just to kind of recoup and reevaluate our lives and you know, just remember that Jesus is the shepherd. You know, I think a lot of times when, you know, when we're as priests, you know, we often feel so inadequate, but it's easy for us priests to kind of get wrapped up in ourselves again, you know, like I described earlier. And, you know, one of the things that we see in Jesus is that he's not like the other shepherds that are in the first reading today. You know, the shepherds that are kind of only interested in themselves. Jesus is the shepherd that looks after us and who's always aware of our needs, and he wants to bring us into his life with him. So I think that's, you know, a challenge for all of us.
And we go to that challenge with the Spirit guiding us. That way we can learn more about ourselves through every one of those encounters, I think. Every time we offer of ourselves and we make that effort, it's never the same thing. It builds. It builds an opportunity for us to deepen our faith, but also to realize that, hey, I didn't realize it by me going and getting my neighbor, you know, food or picking up a burger for him or whatever, that was going to make such a big difference.
Yeah.
And later on, you realize that was just, you know, allowing yourself to have God work in you to do those things, to be able to say, if I just go, you know, get my coworker a cup of coffee or something, you don't realize how much that is going to resonate later on.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I think those are where that particular approach begins, I think, and we go with that spirit of giving that Jesus really offers us. So we thank you, Father, for being with us today. Father Paul Hesse in for Bishop Mulvey today on Our Shepherd's View. If you would close the program now, Father, with a prayer and a blessing.
Sure. Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time of the year, this time in which we are recognizing the presence of God in our midst in the Eucharist, because this weekend is the Eucharistic Congress going on in Indianapolis. We pray, Lord, that we may recognize your presence among us always, especially in the Eucharist, and that you will feed us, feed our spirits, and renew us and refresh us and help us to be better disciples. We ask all these things through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
And may he bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
This has been Our Shepherd's View with the Most Reverend Michael Mulvey, Bishop of Corpus Christi. Our Shepherd's View is a production of 89.5 KLUX. And the Diocese of Corpus Christi's Office of Communications and Public Relations. You can hear the podcast of this program at goccn.org. Thank you for listening.